Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, January 27th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Debbie Otwell, a certified application counselor with the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. Birthdays. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born this day in 1756. On this day in history, in 1926, Scottish inventor John Logie Baird demonstrated an invention he called a televisor, what we now call television.
With these pictures of the original television apparatus now in the South Kensington Museum, we introduce Mr. John Baird, the inventor.
This apparatus was shown to members of the Royal Institution and others on January 27, 1926, and showed true television images in light and shade for the first time.
In 1967, three Apollo astronauts die in a launch pad fire at Cape Kennedy.
Apollo astronauts Roger Chaffee, Edward White, and Gus Grissom lose their lives in a tragic flash fire aboard their grounded space capsule. The tragedy occurred during a simulated countdown for the first flight of the Apollo program, whose goal is to put a man on the moon by 1970.
On January 27th, 2010, Steve Jobs unveiled the Apple iPad.
And we'd like to show it to you today for the first time. And we call it the iPad. So, let me show it to you now. That's what it looks like. Very thin.
Number one on the charts 50 years ago today, foreshadowing a tidal wave that was about to swamp America, the Beatles. And I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand.
On the KETR events calendar on Saturday night, February 1st, at the Municipal Auditorium in Greenville, hop aboard the Chattanooga Choo Choo. And you'll soon be in the mood, steady, to hear some great musicians sing, sing, sing. Much more than just a concert, In the Mood is a fully staged tribute to Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, and the big band greats of the 40s. For more information, see events at KETR.org. In the Mood, a 1940s big band tribute at 7:30 Saturday night at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium. Our thought for the day, action is a great restorer and builder of confidence. Inaction is not only the result, but the cause of fear. Thank you, Norman Vincent Peale. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Debbie Otwell. She is a certified application counselor with the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're taking calls now from Hunt County folks, helping them apply for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you've been doing this now for a number of weeks.
Since about December 1st.
So tell me a little bit about what you're hearing from people. How many people have contacted you, and just the general nature of the calls that you're getting from people.
I've been in contact via phone by probably 50 to 75 people. Have seen actually in my office and have helped with the application process maybe 40, 45 people. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks have a lot of questions, concerns. They don't understand, you know, the ins and outs of it. All they know is that they know that they have to have insurance. So they come to me, we fill out an application, we go through the entire process, and from there, hopefully get them set up.
Now, you're not only taking calls. I mean, people can actually come in, set up an appointment to sit down at the computer with you, and you sit there side by side with them and help them fill out the application.
Absolutely. If they are comfortable with the computer, I have dual screens on my computer, so I turn one towards them, one towards myself. If they're comfortable, they fill out the application by themselves. I'm there just to assist if they have any questions or any concerns. If they're not real familiar with the computer or it's kind of a daunting task for them, then with their verbal permission, I go in and actually fill out their application for them with their information.
What are you hearing from them? And I know this is going to be a grab bag, a mixed bag. I guess it's different for every individual. But are there some certain things that you're hearing from them that they're concerned about, that they're worried about, that they don't understand?
Most of the people that I have talked to are more concerned with the fact that they know they have to have insurance. They know they'll be penalized at the end of the year if they can't show proof of insurance.
And these are people, for the most part, that you're talking to who have not had health insurance up till now.
Correct, who have not had any insurance.
Yeah. Now, you are a certified application counselor.
Yes, sir.
That's your title, with the hospital district. And I understand there's people like you all over the country helping out on the local level.
There are. There are a lot of certified application counselors. We have three at the hospital. So if I'm tied up, there are two additional folks that can help.
Yeah. We're talking with Debbie Otwell, who is a certified application counselor with the Hunt Memorial Hospital District, and we're talking with her about the fact that she and some others are helping people to apply for health insurance through what we call as Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. You told me you haven't seen anyone yet who's had their health care policy canceled.
I have not. No, sir. Everyone that I've seen so far are people that have not had insurance up to this point.
Right. And you were saying that there are other ways to apply than the website.
Absolutely. You can go online to the website, fill everything out through there. There's also an 800 number that you can call and get an application counselor on at the actual government website, or there's a hard copy that you can fill out and mail in.
You told me that when you first got started, you did notice some of the problems with the website that we all heard a lot about, but that seems to have pretty much cleared up.
It has cleared up tremendously, yes. The past month and a half, I have not encountered any problems at all.
Now, we're coming up, it's still a ways out there, but the deadline supposedly to apply for health insurance
for this year is March 31st.
Yeah, but this is for people who up till now have not had health insurance.
Correct.
March 31st. And then so what happens then if they don't apply by then?
It's my understanding that after, you have to show proof of insurance for 3 consecutive months or you will be penalized at the end of the year by the federal government.
Takes a lot of getting used to, doesn't it?
It does.
This is brave new world, or this is all a new territory for just about all of us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while before we're all completely comfortable with this. Well, the great thing about it is that from what you're telling me is that someone could just give you a call and set up an appointment. If they're all worried about this and uneasy about it, come in, sit down with you, and just have you walk them through it.
Absolutely. I have an office at the hospital in Greenville. I also have an office at the hospital here in Commerce, and I at the PCA clinic in Quinlan. So if I will gladly come to them, take all the information with me, take a laptop with me, and we can do it from there.
Well, I want you to give the telephone number, but also can they contact you through the hospital district website?
Absolutely. I can give them my email address, which is dotwell@huntregional.org, or they can call me at area code 903-408-5888.
Okay, good. Or they can do a search and find the Hunt Memorial Hospital District website, and no doubt they can find you that way.
Absolutely. They can also go online to healthcare.gov, and it will give them a list of the certified application counselors and the places that, you know, such as the hospital, that can help them.
All kinds of ways to get this done.
Absolutely.
Well, Debbie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you very much.
Debbie Otwell with the Hunt Memorial Hospital District, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.